Welcome to the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Thomas. And after 15 years hustling in the corporate world, I finally shifted my do more mentality into a have more identity using mindset and manifestation. Join me and my guests as we share the experiences that helped us create empowering careers, discover the potential within, and expand into our best selves in business and beyond. Are you ready to level up? Of course you are, because together we're going to conquer those fears, work through your limiting beliefs, and use mindset techniques to help you realize your worth. Hustle less, flow more, and manifest your best. This is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast.
It didn't speak to me. It was not the experience. I didn't have the feelings. I didn't have the friends. I don't know. It didn't feel right.
That was my amazing guest and dear friend, Allison Carver, as she talks about the moment that she realized and continued to ignore the signs that her career of choice just didn't feel right. But oh my goodness, did she ever push through that? Keep listening to hear her amazing manifestation. Hello, Allison Carver, and welcome to the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yes, of course. I am so excited you agreed to be on the podcast today. Allison and I have been friends for, almost 3 years now. We met, we're kind of like online buddies. We've never met in person, but I feel like we text, several times a week, and we are, very dear friends. And I wanted to have Allison on today because, y'all, you're going to hear the most amazing journey and story. I love your career path, Allison. I think it's just so intriguing and a true testament to what manifestation can really be capable of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, thank you for saying all that. It's so interesting to be on this side of it, right? And look back at the journey and now it sort of makes sense. Cause you're right. While it was happening, it definitely did not make any sense to me. And I was kind of what is happening? I'm excited to share this story with your audience. And I love how you and I have connected through manifestation. And we are just total buddies online. I know that once we meet in real life, it's going to be incredible. And I'm excited.
I agree. Well, let's jump into your bio because I always request bios from, the people who are on the podcast, mostly because I love to see, how you perceive yourself. I think you're a rock star, but sometimes it's just so unique to be really step outside of that comfort zone. It's like writing a resume, right? I don't want to talk about all the things that I've done, but it's absolutely necessary to kind of acknowledge oh my gosh, I have done all this. This sounds badass, right?
Yeah, I definitely had that moment yesterday when I was writing down the bio and I was like, why are these so hard? Why is it so difficult for us to share the things that we've done? Because you're right, it feels glunky and weird. But yeah, I'm glad I got it out for you. I was able to make it happen.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to jump right into it. So Allison Carver is a one-of-a-kind manifestation TV talk show host. Love this. Her show is called The Manifestation Society Show with Allison Carver, and it is streamed globally through Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire on the KP Media TV network. Her unique media brand is called The Manifestation Society, and she is the CEO. Ooh, love that. You can also find her connecting with others and talking about all things manifestation and mindset through hosting her own audio TV show on Clubhouse, which is also featured on the Clubhouse TV network. She is a manifestation expert, licensed professional counselor, Reiki master, and certified meditation teacher. Oh my gosh. How good does it feel to hear those words spoken? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, it feels really good. And it feels really like me. It feels more like me than I think my bio might have sounded 2 years ago, you know, at the beginning of all of this. And so, well, gosh, not even 2 years. I feel like the journey started 10 years ago, but it does. It just feels, it feels so good to hear all of that, for sure.
Okay. So speaking of your journey, can you kind of take us back to maybe your background in therapy to start out with? Like, I assume that that was kind of your first career out of college, and maybe just kind of give us some background on, you know, why you did choose that. Cause I think it's so interesting. You know, the things that we choose to do maybe in our early 20s, and then what that eventually migrates to, or, you know, what we realize, oh gosh, this isn't like, I'm not as invested in this as I once thought. And I don't know, maybe let's talk a little bit about specifically that background in therapy, because, you know, this has always been something that I've been so intrigued about you, that you were able to match this science side with the more esoteric side, which is phenomenal to me. So I'm going to stop yammering so that you can hop into that, but let's hear it.
Okay. So, all right, let's go way back, right, into my college years. I went to Penn State University, that's where I went for my 4-year degree. And I don't know if you know this about Penn State, but it is a predominant engineering school, right? I don't think I even knew that, right?
Okay. Like, when
I just knew, this is so funny, I just knew I wanted a big school away from Virginia. And those were my classifications for the schools that I applied to. You know, I should have known that this was the path I was going to take back then, because I was very much on, how do I feel when I go to the campus? Can I see myself walking around, right? Like, is there a coffee shop downtown? Like, these are important requirements for me. So I go to the school, I fall in love, and there I am. And I love it. I had the best time in college, right? It was amazing. But all of my friends were engineering majors, all of them, like every single person I met and connected with, like people in my sorority, people that were on my floor, like all of my buddies were engineering people. And I was like, that's definitely not me, right? I'm like the one liberal arts major at the school. So anyway, so I'm taking all these classes because I don't know what I want to major in. Who knows, right? So I'm taking these classes, and I found my major was psychology, but my minor was human development and family studies, right? Okay. And I really liked it. I connected with it. I love the professors. And that minor was very much geared towards, if you do this, you're going to become a family therapist. And I was like, oh, I like that. That sounds kind of fancy. Like, it spoke to me.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. That was the plan. I graduated. I went to graduate school, because in order to be licensed, you have to have a master's. So I go to a school in Virginia. I come back home and I go to a school in Virginia. I went to UVA. So I go to the school and I get in, and I'm so excited. You know, I love Penn State. It was amazing. And I get to UVA and I'm like, what the F? Like, I hated it. The school was terrible.
No.
Yeah, okay. It didn't speak to me. It was not the experience. I didn't have the feelings. I didn't have the friends. I don't know. It didn't feel right. And again, hello, hindsight, right? I should have known, but I was like, so like driven that this is what I wanted to do, that I was like, I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to do it. So this program was it was all therapy. It was like 2.5 years. It was like completely set up to become a therapist. Like, I had to have an internship and all the things, right? So I go through the program hating every minute of it.
Oh, no. Heard this side of the story, only that eventually down the road you were like,
I didn't like it when I got down the road either. I know this is probably, I know your listeners are probably like, this is the most uninspiring story. Please,
no,
I don't mean to be so negative, but
I think it's so many people's story, and that's what makes it so important that people ignore those gut feelings. And they're like, it's going to be worth it. You're going to be making lots of money. It's going to be, as you said, it's going to look good on paper. It's going to be very respected. Job.
Yes, that is 100% what it was about for me. It was that respect. And like in Virginia, especially, UVA has this prestige, right? Like, everybody wants to like have that on their resume, like you said. And I have learned about myself during this journey is that I'm very loyal, right? And I'm very much a rule follower. Yeah. So I ignored my gut a million times over. Like my intuition was like, Allison, this is not for you. Allison, stop. This is not for you. And I'm like, no, we are doing this. This is what we signed up for. We're going to like it, right? Like, but the whole time, Rachel, the whole time, it never felt aligned. It just never felt right. And so I go through this program, I graduate, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm becoming a therapist. Oh. Like, you know, and it,
yes.
And plus, like, there's the investment, right? Like I spent like $30,000 to become a therapist. And it's like, that's a lot of money, right? And like, that's a chunk of my time. But like you said, I was 23 when I was doing this. Like, who knows what they want to do when they're 23? Not this girl.
Right. And I think it's so, I don't even know the right word to say, but it shows so much how far you've come when you can use adjectives like, I knew it wasn't aligned. Mm-hmm. And that's something I actually do want to deep dive into once we kind of get, you know, more into your story, because like I said earlier, I feel like this is so many people. You don't have to be 23 to realize that like, this is not for me. You can be in your 40s and be like, oh my gosh, I've been in this career that absolutely does not feel aligned. But I think the comfort level of being 23 and realizing that something is not aligned with you and the difference between maybe being 43 is such a huge jump. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let you continue. I just had to point out this like aligned buzzword that we absolutely need to, you know, come back to. Okay. I'll let you keep going.
No. So yeah, exactly. So I am now a therapist, right? I'm working in my residency to get licensed. And again, my gut is screaming at me. So my first job was so it's also very interesting too, that my path, as far as like, I never wanted to be a traditional therapist that had mm-hmm. an office and had clients. I never really identified with that. So my very first job out of school was an adventure therapist. I helped kids who had drug addiction, and they would go on these 21-day adventures in the woods and go hiking and canoeing. And now I wasn't doing all of that. I was just
facilitating.
Not surprising, right? I love being outside, but I'm definitely not a camper by any stretch.
Me either.
So I was helping them do that. But anyway, so let me fast forward this. So basically I'm doing this job and I'm getting my license, I'm getting my hours, and I'm feeling very much like, this isn't really me. So how can I make therapy more Allison? How can I insert my creativity, my fun, because therapists, I hate to say this, but they're not necessarily super fun people.
And you are very fun.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And that was another thing too. Like, I never felt like I identified with my community. I never felt like I was like, these are my people, right? I didn't feel that community, which I now know is so important to me. That's so important. So I just like, how can I make therapy more Allison?
I can't wait for you to hear what Allison's next step was after she made the decision to make a change. Are you finding yourself in a similar situation? Feeling a little stuck or knowing that you're made for something more fulfilling, but just not sure where to start? This is exactly why I wrote my book, The Mind Hustle. It's an intentional journal practice to help you achieve big results without that big time commitment. In only 5 minutes a day, you will transform all areas of your life as I guide you through powerful manifestation and mindset techniques that will truly help you manifest your best. Check out the Mind Hustle products linked in the show notes below. Now, back to Allison's incredible journey.
So I remember distinctly being at a training. I'm in this training. I'm drinking my cup of coffee. I'm totally zoning out. I'm paying zero attention to the training, like none whatsoever. I have my notebook and I'm writing down business ideas. I'm writing down like, okay, what are some things I like to do and how can I add therapy into them? Because in my brain at the time, I still had to use my therapy degree. I was locked into that identity that, okay, you invested, you know, all this money, you invested all this time, this is your career, mm-hmm. but we can make it a little bit more fun. We just have to figure all that out. Right.
Right.
So I was like, what are some things I like to do? And the idea came to me like out of the blue. Thank you, God. Thank you, source. My intuition was like, okay, I see you are leveraged into this therapy. Let's add some fun into it. So they gave me the idea of cooking therapy, which was the idea where I could use cooking because I love to cook as a way to help people connect and talk and have conversations. And when that came to me, I was like, oh, that feels good. I had this whole like, you know, shivers and chills. And I felt like I was finally like tapping into my intuition and actually listening to it. Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, what fun. And I loved the idea of being a business owner, right. Of being an entrepreneur. So I was hardcore into the cooking therapy. I started my own business. What year was that? 2010, I think. So I did the cooking therapy thing for 10 years and it had its ups and its downs, but the best gift that my business, A Taste of Therapy, gave me was that I wanted to have a TV show. The idea was planted in my brain. Yep. Look, you'd be really great on TV. You could do a cooking therapy TV show. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be amazing? And I'm like, yeah, that would be amazing. I would like to do that. And that became the drive. That became the focus of my business. Mm-hmm. And girl, I manifested all kinds of opportunities around that. But it's so interesting. Are you ready for me to dive into that part of it?
I cannot wait, because this is, and just for, you know, my listeners, this is really, you know, how Allison and I were introduced to each other. Like we both took a course, to kind of, expand ourselves, I'd like to say. And, I remember reading your post and you talking about your business, A Taste of Therapy, and just all the things you wanted to do with it. And I remember just being like, oh my gosh, like when I'm Miss Moneybags, I am totally going to invest in, you know, your coaching, because, you know, I am not a very good cook and I just love the message. I think that it's interesting that, and especially these days where you can connect with somebody's spirit, like on the internet, like it seems so like weird and phony, but like, I was like, oh my gosh, this, the energy coming from this random Facebook post within this, you know, group, like this sounds so cool. I mean, and you can really kind of peep into somebody's passion in that way. And I just remember how driven, you know, you were back then, even like, hey, I've had these little successes and this is what I want to turn it into. And I just remember being like, oh my gosh, like how cool. Like you say you always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was always scared of it. I would always fall back on a corporate job is always safer, always more prestigious or something like that. And I'm not cut out for entrepreneurship. So I think that I've always put anyone who feels that entrepreneurial spirit so much, you know, higher above myself, instead of, you know, thinking of us as, you know, two women who are striving to be successful. So this is how I was introduced to Allison. This like, oh my gosh, this girl, it's like, let's go for the ride. Like I'm ready. I think that it's so important that it's, you know, as you mentioned, building your tribe or, you know, putting yourself in a position where you are inspired rather than, like you said, you weren't identifying with the engineering students. Like these weren't my people, but I felt like I was forcing them to be my people just because I had no idea what else to do. And so I think that that's also kind of a testament to like, you got to start surrounding yourself with the people that you want to be like, or, you know, help inspire and, you know, kind of build you up. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. And I think given like where I am now, like the fact that I have surrounded myself with the right people, I mean, just look, right? Like, look what's happened. Okay. But we're not there yet. So, So I love that you remember that post, Rachel, I remember posting it too. And I remember being like, okay, I'm going to put this out there because I've always been a very big component or I've always been big on putting it out there because that was really what, I believe how I manifested the cooking stuff. So back then, anybody who asked me, oh, what do you want to do with your business? Or, oh, your business is interesting, right? Like I'd always say, I'm going to have a cooking show. I'm going to have a cooking show. And this is even before I knew about manifestation, right? Like I was just like, I'm going to have a cooking show. Like this is it. Like
it's my identity. Yep.
Right. Like, and it was so easy. It's just so interesting to me how aligned I was with that. So I had this business, right, in Richmond, and I can admit this now, nobody was signing up for my classes, right? But it didn't matter because I was going to have a cooking show. Mm-hmm. I had very much this whole like, oh, that's such a great idea, but I don't need it because it's got therapy. Like I very quickly learned the name of the business, even though I still love the name, mm-hmm. it turned off a lot of people because people don't want therapy. Anyway, so, but I was going to have a cooking show.
The stigma, right?
Oh, yes.
Like I feel like in the last 10 years alone, we have come so, so, so far. I mean, think about when you started that business. That was right after, you know, the kind of crisis of the economy. Lots of people were losing their jobs. Certainly, things were bouncing back. But I think that there was this very taboo thought around therapy. Like, it's very hush-hush. Anxiety is not something we talk about. And certainly not something that we want to bring fun into.
No doubt.
Completely different if you launched your business now, you know, if it was aligned with it. But it's like, it's one of those things like, okay, yes, great idea. Perhaps not for, you know, the climate or, you know, whatever was going on in the world at that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't tell you how many people or professionals I would meet, colleagues at different conventions or meetings. They'd be like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, are you being offensive? Like, you don't like my idea? Like very much of like, oh, I don't get it. Like there was either people that got it right away or had no clue what I was trying to do. Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah. Great idea, Allison. Which further, I think identified that, oh, I want a TV show because then I would do the cooking therapy without actually having to do it. Right. Like I could do it on TV and help the people who wanted to tune in and watch the show. I think that was also a part of it too. Like, oh, my audience will be into it because they want to learn about it. I won't have to be convincing other people to do it. Right.
Right.
So I was able to manifest all sorts of success in that realm. I was able to get signed with a production company. I mean, people were emailing me out of the blue. Like,
ooh, I love this.
Which again, like, and now I can be like, well, yeah, I did that. But then I was like, this is amazing, right? Like I had probably 10 or 12 different production companies that were like, I love what you're doing. Send us a video, right? And I'm like, okay. So I'd send videos and some people I'd hear back from and not. And anyway, long story short, I got signed with this company who was a production company for Teen Mom. That was the production company.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you remember this part? And I got to go to New York and we filmed the sizzle reel and it was incredible. Yes. And they put me up at our hotel. You know, I just felt like I was living the dream. And they were doing, what is the name? I can't remember the name of it now, where they do the shop. It's in January and they shop the shows around. What is that called? But you know what I mean? Like they do the shopping of the shows and like the different.
Right. To pick up a show or to. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so they were going to shop it around to Cooking Channel, to Food Network, to Bravo. And then there was one other one, Lifetime, maybe, I don't know. Uh-huh. Okay. And I was just convinced it was going to happen. And then of course, as we know, it didn't happen. They loved the idea. They didn't love me. They didn't love my energy. They didn't love, because they really wanted me to be like the Gordon Ramsay of therapy. They wanted me to be sort of like abrasive. And of course, this is nothing against Gordon Ramsay. I love him, but that image he portrays on TV, he's very abrupt and in your face and angry. And they wanted me to come in and be like, this is what's wrong with you. Like I was going to work with couple. The show is all about couples. And they wanted me to come in and be like, this is what's wrong with you. You guys aren't doing this. You're not doing this. And your marriage is going to fail unless you cook this lasagna. Right.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this is not who I am. This is not speaking to me. Like, and I remember I took acting lessons. Like I had acting, I had media training all on how to be this like, and abrupt is really the only word I could think of, but very like in your face,
training you to not be yourself.
No. And now I can say with 100% certainty that that show would have failed. Like, yes, let's say it got picked up and it might've gotten one season, but anybody who watched it would be like, this girl is not being authentic, because they would see that I'm just putting on an act, and who wants to watch that? Nobody. Right.
Which I don't think you had ever shared that part, because how vulnerable you must have been. Cause it's one thing to, you know, to hear, like, maybe at a job interview, like, oh, I'm sorry, we found a better fit somewhere else. But this was somebody telling you, it's you. We like the idea, but we don't like you. Like, I cannot imagine, like, feeling. And I think that throughout my career, I guess I've become accustomed to receiving criticism, but I was always like, oh, well, it's not a reflection on me. Maybe, you know what I mean? And I just,
oh yeah. You're like, oh, it's the experience, or oh, it's the, how the team interacted. Right.
Yeah. But I think that that's such a, I don't know, poignant pivot point in probably your career, to know that, like, I can't be my authentic self, and I'm not down for that. Like, I, you know, even taking all these lessons, and you probably know now that those lessons and all of those, you know, background things that you did are serving you now in some way or another, but certainly not in the way that you had hoped in that moment, which I think that's, you know, that's so important, because we get so focused on, it has to be this way. It must be like this show today, right now. And we lose sight of what it could be and how amazing it could be. And, you know, just how electrifying you are on your show. It's like, oh, there is not one bone in your body of inauthenticity, because it's just like, you exude it. It falls out of your mouth because it is the truth. It is, you know, factual. And I think that there are a lot of people who are trying to pretend, like, maybe even on social media, let's throw that out there. Like, must wear the perfect thing, must do my makeup in a certain way, must wear my hair in a certain way. You know what I mean? And I think that too often we aren't teaching, especially women today, that if they want to be an entrepreneur, you've heard this before, people are buying you.
Oh, no doubt.
Not necessarily your product, which is just like, oh, you know, I thought if I just look a certain way, like, people would, you know what I mean? And so I think it's all about that spirit.
Oh, 100%. So
where did you, like, after all of this happened, you know, with this kind of a rejection in a way, like, where did you go from there? Because I know it didn't completely kill your spirit, because this was before you and I even knew each other. And I knew that you were still passionate about this. Like, how did you process that?
Girl. I crawled into a hole, and I would say that it probably almost killed my spirit. I would say about like 80-90% of it was crushed, because I had this business and this idea, and the way I saw it then was that I got so close. Like, all I needed was that one guy to say yes, to check the box, and then I would have my dream. And he was just like, thanks, but no thanks. You're not the right person. Yeah. And yeah, it was crushing. I mean, it was so crushing. And it was so hard to come back from that, because I didn't have the spiritual connection that I have now. I didn't know anything about source or about meditating or about any of the stuff that we know about now. Right. And so I just sort of had to like slug through it on my own. And also, PS, I had just become a brand new mom. I had literally just had my oldest daughter. She was I know, right? I mean, can we just put it out there? Like, the soul crushing, like, thanks, but no thanks. The hormones of just having a baby. I mean, I think she was 6 months old when I went to New York, I think. I mean, it was insane. But you know, God is good, and the universe provides. Like, he knew that this spark was still in there. And what I can say now is that, like, yes, I can still have my show, but it was never meant to be a cooking show, right? It was never meant to be a cooking show. It was always meant to be the show that I have now. And it's incredible to me, because I did this for 10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years. That's a long time to devote to something. And then all of a sudden in January of 2021, I set the decision, like, I'm going to have a TV show. And then by January 15th, I have my TV show. Like, what in the freaking world, right?
But what I had to do was
let go of A Taste of Therapy, right? Like, I went through the program we went through. I had this spiritual awakening and I felt like I had found myself. I had found my people. I had found you. I had found all these spiritual people that I connected with immediately. Like you said, like, you and I texted back and forth on Facebook, like, what, 3 times? And I was like, this girl is, like, connected to me. Like, I feel like I know you, and like vice versa. And like, as soon as I got that, like, okay, I could try this. Like, let me surround myself with these people and this community and all of the spirituality. And I healed myself in parts that I didn't even realize needed to be healed. You know, things from my past, things from, like, being a mom, things from my career, like, all of that stuff. I was able to heal it all in 2020, which is, again, hilarious, right? When the whole world took a pause to heal.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think that there are so many wonderful success stories that came out of the last year because people were forced to focus on, you know, themselves for the first time in a long time. Everybody was having a lot of emotions, and we all know, like, if you're not processing these, like, it's a slippery slope to depression and anxiety. And I think that that's such a hot button topic right now, because I don't think there's one person who can say that they didn't experience anxiety last year. And, you know, what did they do with it? And I, you know, kind of to go back, you know, you mentioned that you had this spiritual awakening. And I think that that's important because oftentimes people are wondering, well, you know, what am I waiting for? When's my spiritual awakening? How do I find that? How do I discover that? And I think it's truly, and let me know if you agree, I think it's investing in yourself and knowing that, like, being okay with, there are some things that you're not going to be able to work through on your own, finding your tribe, finding a friendship. I know one of the reasons that I cherish our friendship, Allison, is because you and I can bounce off of each other these kind of more esoteric, like, I'm totally in my ego today. I'm not sure why, what's happening. Why is this not happening? Like, why can't I let go of this? And, you know, there's a fair amount of surrender involved. Like, at what point were you like, I need to surrender that this Taste of Therapy is not serving me anymore? Because listen, remember last year, probably, you know, just over maybe under a year ago, I had Allison kind of on the podcast. We did like a little hustle happy hour, and you were still all in on this, you know, Taste of Therapy. Like, we're making this happen. We made an Aperol spritz, and we were just like, it was so much fun. But I think that's what people are forgetting too. It's like, it's okay. You can continue to have fun. There's nothing to say that you can't enjoy the place where you're at, the career that you're at. In fact, that brings a higher vibration, as you know, as you kind of teach, I teach. But I think that it's oftentimes people think that something has to be wrong for you to want to up level, for you to grow, like that you should hate your job and that you should be completely uninspired. That the only reason you should make a change is if you are complacent or like, eh. And I think that if people were willing to kind of go outside themselves or just kind of shine a mirror even on, how can I make this my career that like lights my soul on fire? And there's so many people that just don't know what that feels like. And only because they've never looked within.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about, because I truly think that you manifested, like, things don't just happen by accident. You know that. I remember, you know, you posting like in January, like, I'm going to have a TV show, and the courage that took,
to do it again, right? To put myself out there. I know.
And I think that the older we get, the, you know, more fearful we are of being judged. Obviously, you had this very respected career. You were a family therapist. You had this thought that, like, I'm still using my therapy degree if I use it in this way.
Yes.
And I also think it's important that we acknowledge, like, you had to go through that particular experience to bring you to where you are today. So even if somebody got a degree in nursing and now maybe they're doing something we're doing now, like coaching, it's like, no, you had to go through all those experiences of being around people and learning how to talk to people and talk through, comforting people to get where you are now. And so I think that, obviously success is not linear. You have to experience those lows to appreciate these highs. Like, oh my gosh, I have my own TV show. Like,
right.
If it was just handed to you back in New York, you know, it would have been in a way that didn't feel aligned. You would have been having to spend many months away from your new baby. And it's just like, these are things that we can't quite see in the moment of, like, the universe saying, yes, Allison, I will give you a show, but I promise
not this one.
You don't
right.
want it in this way. You don't want it. And it's that, almost that blind trust. So take me back. So I know that you and I kind of went through the same program introducing us to manifestation, but when did that truly click for you? Like when you started seeing results, when you felt things, like, I know that, like, for you, from an outsider looking in, it seemed to kind of snowball fairly quickly once it clicked, yes. I guess.
Yep.
And I mean, walk us through that, because I think there's so many people who are like, I still don't get it. Like, I still don't get how you manifested that. And it can't be disproven as something like, oh, you just got lucky type of thing.
Mm. So for me, we went through the program, what, in 2019, I think was the year we did it.
Yep.
So I, at that point in my life, I was still very separated. I still had the taste of therapy, but I was in my brain saying, okay, I'm going to take this manifestation course for me. I need to heal myself. I was so anxious. I was so depressed. I was so hormonal. I was so not myself. I was so low that I knew I needed to do something. And so I had connected with this spiritual stuff a little bit, but I just was like, okay, if I can go through this and learn better ways to look at life, to change my mindset, it'll help me over here. Right. So when I'm going through this program and I'm working it and I'm doing it, I am seeing changes. I am seeing myself feel better. I am seeing myself have more energy. I'm ready to handle my kids. I'm not so irritated or irritable. And it started small. It started with my little morning routine, which I attribute you to 100%. You told me about yours. I'm like, okay, Rachel's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do this. I guess I got to do this too. But, you know, I started with affirmations and drinking water and just really loving on myself. Right. And that is what took me out of that hole. It took me out of that, like, place of feeling so rejected that I was ready to say, okay, I want to show again, because I knew it was still in there. And it's like, why in the world is this in here? Why in the world do I want to show so bad?
Like, yeah, why does this keep coming up like this? Like, I want. And I do think it's, you know, kind of important to go back to what you said about loving on yourself. There's a big movement about self-love and making time for yourself. I'm a big proponent of that, but I do think that it's really important that people understand that it's baby steps. Like, you can't go from 0 to 100 and, like, expect to, like, feel comfortable with, you know, taking baths every day or taking an hour to meditate. Like, I'm not saying that I do that now, but I just think that it's important that people realize that, like, even taking that 5 minutes to just, like, okay, have a big glass of water, like you said, maybe even try a guided meditation, or just, like, sitting down and being still, being quiet, mm-hmm. right? And like, you have to get there before you can go do things like manifesting a TV show, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
There's no easy way to business. Like, I don't have a business degree. You don't have a business degree. I'm not coaching people on how to have a successful business, because, like, I'm still discovering myself and who I am right now at this point. And I think being comfortable with that is such a huge, huge step. And I think that once you discover, like, this key of checking in with yourself and the ability to follow your intuition. Like, when would you say that all kind of started happening? Like once you started getting into your routine and prioritizing mm-hmm. yourself, or, you know, walk yeah. us through that.
And I think too, like once I discovered meditating, like you said, like it was very small. It started with me drinking water and writing down 5 things I was grateful for every day. And then it added a little bit more. Cause I was like, oh, I feel good. I feel better. I feel happy. Like, let me add in setting an intention. Right. Like, and then like, I was doing this in my journal and then I like, that felt really good. And then I was like, let me try meditating. Meditating has always been something that has sort of spoken to me. Mm-hmm. I know my intuition was like, Allison, meditate. But that seemed scary. Cause I'm like, I don't know how to meditate. Like, but I found a coach. I found a lady who was doing it and I just identified with her so much, and her meditations were easy and they were guided, like you said. And then the things started clicking, right? Like I could sit for 10 minutes and do a quick meditation and then I would feel so much better. Right. And like, it's like you said, it's just like one step at a time. And as I healed myself and as I became more spiritual and more connected, and I was like seeing angel numbers and I was like, hearing my higher self speak to me. And I was like, this is crazy, but this is really happening. And I understand now what people are saying. And, then I was like, okay, now I'm ready to pick up the cooking again, right? I'm ready to pick it back up. But it became very clear during the summer of 2020 that I needed to put that down, that was no longer part of my identity. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, when you and I did that hustle happy hour, you know, I was still doing the cooking, but yep. I was like inserting the mindfulness. Now it wasn't therapy. I was inserting the mindfulness. And I don't remember exactly what moment, but the thought came to me where it was like, Allison, it's not cooking anymore. That's not you anymore. And I was like, you know what? It's not me anymore. Like, it was a great run and I will forever be grateful and love my business. It got me here, right? Like it got me here, absolutely. But it was no longer who I was. Like, I was kind of like tired of looking for recipes and I was tired of like setting up the videos to like setting up a cooking video. For those who don't know, it takes a lot of work. Like you got to get the little tiny bowls, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Then you got to clean up your kitchen because you don't want your kitchen to look like how it always looks. Right. Yes. Like it just wasn't serving me. And like, that was scary as heck to be willing to put that down. And I remember sitting on my back deck last summer with a glass of wine and I went live. Like I just went live on my community. I hadn't planned it. I hadn't figured it out. I just yep. like went live. I mean, I hadn't showered. I looked like a hot mess, but I was like, this is me. Like, here I am. Like, this is me. And I just put it all. I just said, like, here's what I'm doing. I'm no longer doing a taste of therapy and I'm going to start a business doing something with manifestation. And I talked about how it had helped me personally so much mm-hmm. that I wanted to share that with others. Because I know that as moms and as business owners and as women and men in this world, like so many of us are struggling, right? Like,
yep.
And trying to make ourselves fit in these little boxes. And this was such a classic example of me trying to fit myself in this therapy box. And I'm like, girl, it's been 10 years. Like, you're turning 40 this year. Like, enough is enough, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's let that box go. Let's try something new. And that's what I did. And it has been unbelievable what has happened, right?
It is so unbelievable, but only because like I was, you know, kind of right with you.
Yeah, you were.
And it's when you can't, sometimes you're so close to something. Like I always say this, like, you know, if you don't see someone every day, you know, it's easier to see that transformation, right? Like whether it's a weight loss transformation or even like growing their hair out. When you don't see someone or see every single, you know, step, you're like, oh my gosh, how did you make that happen? And then, you know, when you're experiencing it with them, it's almost like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It's like these little steps of success. And I think that is something that people don't often talk about, that moment of surrender. It's time mm-hmm. to put this thing down so that you can pick up something else that, you know, I've talked about this a little bit in the podcast in season 1 about, you know, making space. And sometimes people don't realize like, well, I just want to get a side hustle. I just want to, you know, you could have easily said, I'm going to pick up, you know, this Manifestation Society as a side hustle on top of my Taste of Therapy and have them running congruently together. And hey, whoever wins out, like,
right.
wins. And this, I mean, I identify with that so much because I am a very much like, must continue making money. Okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'll put this down to do this. And I think you eventually find that you, in trying to do so many different things well, you're not doing anything the way it needs to be. And I think it's okay to say that, like, hey, I'm still struggling with that, and that's something that I look forward to working on and working through. Like, the importance of working through emotions and identifying it's time to put this down, Allison.
Yes.
It's time to, you know, really start listening. You dedicated 10 years. That was a great run. We had a lot of fun with that. You wrote a book. You have a cookbook. Like, that is forever. Like, you have that. You did that. Nobody can take that away from you. You are still a therapist. Nobody can take that away from you. You can choose to reintroduce that into your business should you want to. And
right.
It's like, I think that oftentimes people think, well, I know I felt this way. Like, well, I've now left the, you know, fashion industry. Can't ever go back to that. Like, who's to say that I, you know, whatever, can't, or that I won't use that in the future. But I think it's so important that people realize that your ability to look within has brought far more success than just push, make it happen, go to New York, take this class, take that, take all this action, and then just, you know, expect. Mm-hmm. Once you surrendered, geez, things just start falling over like dominoes. Like, they just lined up. And can you tell people how, because I think that there's this path that often people are selling, this path to success, to be successful on social media, to get noticed, to build your crowd, to get to your ultimate goal. You must do A, B, C, D. And I felt like you said, nah, I don't want to do it that way. Mm-hmm. And you were the very first person that told me about Clubhouse. And I feel like that's what was the game changer for us. Like, can you tell us a little bit about, like, how you took, I mean, not a ton of business experience, and just found avenues that fit you and that felt, that buzzword again, aligned with your direction and your journey? Like, I want to hear about this.
Yeah. So I remember in January, I wrote down my goals for the year, right? And at that point, I was ready to write down on paper and admit to the world, to myself, really, that I wanted to have a show doing manifestation, but I wanted it. This was the big part. This was, I think, the real energy shift, was because I wanted it on my terms. Uh-huh. And well, how did I know that? Because of the other one, right? Like, the other show would have never been on my terms. I had to be this person that, you know, I had to be an actor and do this stuff for a network that was going to take 80% of my profits, right? Because I was with a network, right? So I wanted a show on my terms. And I didn't know what that was going to look like. I didn't know what that meant, but I just knew that was going to happen. And that courage came from sheer faith. At that point, I was just holding on, being like, okay, let's do this. I trust you. I made the space. Like, let's make this happen. So one of my other good friends, she told me about Clubhouse, and it was very synchronicity. It was very interesting because she mentioned Clubhouse. And then I saw on Facebook, another one of my friends was like, I'm on Clubhouse and I'm really networking and meeting some great people. And then someone else mentioned Clubhouse. I'm like, okay, I hear you. Let me get on Clubhouse. And so I get on Clubhouse, and there are all these TV producers. There are all these network people that you can, and Clubhouse is very ingenious because you can actually, like, talk to these people. You can technically get on stage and have a conversation with a big wig over a Bravo, which, you know, I wouldn't be able to do otherwise. Right. And so I was able to, like, connect with these people, and I'm, like, going into rooms and I'm, like, picking up on their energy. I'm like, okay, like, let's make this happen. And I see somebody that I, you know, the universe guided me to this one lady, and I looked at her profile, and she's on the Clubhouse TV network. I'm like, what's that? What's the Clubhouse TV network? So I sent her an email and I sent her a pitch, and she invites me to come pitch in her room on such and such day. And I'm like, okay. And the way it all happened, it was so easy. It was so stress-free. It happened so quickly. Like, it wasn't stressful and complicated and how it's been previously, right? Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I go on Clubhouse at like 8:30 at night. I give her my pitch. I was nervous as all get out, right? I thought I did a terrible job, but I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to put myself out there. Yep. I pitched this like TV talk show talking about manifesting. And she's like, okay, great. We'll be in touch. I'm like, okay, great. And then like 2 days later, this is the best part, right? This is God right here. So on Instagram, I actually never had changed my email address, right? My DM email or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was still my Taste of Therapy email. So like 4 days later, I get this random email from this account that I never get emails in other than spam, right? And it's right. from the Clubhouse TV network welcoming me to the network. Allison, we loved you. We loved your pitch. We want you on the network. And from there, it has just skyrocketed. I was able to connect with KP Media, where I can. So Clubhouse is an audio only show,
right.
Which is super fun because I can actually like it put you into the manifestation experience because we can do it together, and you can listen, and I can guide you through a meditation, right?
Right.
And then I can also then interview on my talk show, which is on KP Media, where I can interview people who have been super successful with manifestation. So if you watch both shows, you get like how to do it and then to be inspired by the people that have done it. And it's just been such a wonderful thing. It's almost like I can't even talk about it because it's so special and yep. it's been so exactly what I wanted. You know, and it happens so fast. And that's how you know that this stuff is working. And that's how you know it's real because it happened.
And I love, like, I got goosebumps when you said that they were like, we love you. We love the idea. And it's like, you almost like have a flashback to like what the universe must have been saying to you when you went to New York and you did those auditions, like, oh, yes, Allison, but not in this way. Mm-hmm. And you know, to kind of go through that and like feel those emotions and just be like, wow, like this is heavy. This is intense. This is just like no other joy you could have experienced. And I know that you say it, a lot of manifestation, you know, coaches say this too, but this or something even better, or this and something even better. And sometimes we can't conceptualize what even better means because you have no idea. You have no idea that a social platform would just catapult you into two TV shows.
Two.
And like, I think it's so special because like, not only are you doing it on your terms and talking about what you want to talk about, like, let's talk about like this little CEO title that you picked up and this media company, like walk us through like how this all transpired and all through working with people that inspire you, mm-hmm. like this KP Media. Like, I got to hear about this. I want the listeners to, cause you don't just have a show. There's a word that I can't think of. And it's just like, wow. Like what, tell us mm-hmm. about like how this all kind of just came together in a perfect little bow.
So KP Media is a streaming network that streams globally on the actual TV. Mm-hmm. And I always do this with my hands because it's like, here's the audio, here's the visual, yep. but it's on TV through Roku, Apple, Amazon Fire. There's also a web app you can watch the show on. So it's this woman who is unbelievably inspiring and incredible. And she decided to launch her own network because she wanted to share the stories of people like me who couldn't get the time of the day of the big networks, right? Mm-hmm. So she's created this network, but it's really, like you said, this family and this community of people who help you build out your brand. Mm-hmm. And she talks about building legacy and and she's like, you know, when you become a member of the KP Media family, you have a media brand. And as soon as she said that, I was like, that's the identity that I am stepping into. I am building my brand and I own my show. It belongs to me. All the rights, all the advertising, all of the everything belongs to me. So how much more on my terms can we get? Like right?
You get to wear what you want. You get to look the way you want. You get to, change your backgrounds. Like, I was lucky enough to be on your first episode and it was like, what do you think of this, Allison? Would you like this or that? And I just, I, I think that it's totally speaks to your ability to manifest when you're like, I want it on my terms. I want to do things my way, but I want to collaborate. And I think that's why you and I are, you know, such great friends, because we both love to collaborate and we like to meet people who, you know, lift us up and where we can utilize each other's strengths. Like, let me vibe on your energy so that we can, you know, shoot straight to the top. And I, yes. You know, I think that that is sometimes missing, especially with women in the professional world, that it's more of a, how can I get farther faster than this person next to me, rather than how can we together do some things congruently that create massive results. Like we, mm-hmm. you know, we think that it has to be done ourselves and we separate ourselves from, you know, others. I'm not good enough, or I'm not as talented as this person, or I don't know all the things that this person knows. And I just feel like it's, even on the smallest level of things, like people who are willing to share their knowledge are the best people to meet. Like, even something as silly as like lighting, or like a camera for a Zoom call. Like you and I were just joking right before we came on that like Elle and her amazing experience, oh. Like, oh, you totally need this type of camera and you need these types of lights. It'll make all the difference, I promise. And just these little tips and tricks that, maybe you could find with a fair amount of Google searching and things like that, but it's a true testament to, again, your ability to manifest and the ability to turn these thoughts and these very strong feelings into a reality that you couldn't have even imagined previously.
No, and I think you're right. Like, it's all about inspiring each other. Like, I am all about connecting with people who are going to inspire me, because I believe, like, I'm so right there with you, because as you go on this journey, it can be really hard. And, you know, I hope your listeners, like, I'm just a normal person, right? Like I'm just a normal person that like found this, I was, you know, in a dark place, but I found this light, you know, this manifestation, gift was given to me at the exact right time that I personally needed it. And I was like, I have to share this. Like, but I think it's important for people to know, like, you don't have to be a manifestation teacher to have success with this, right? Like, I think you just have to be surrounding yourself with the right inspirational women or men or whoever who are going to inspire you. Because I agree with you.
Yeah. And I thank you so much for saying that, because I do. I think it is so important that people realize that these are not just like people who have been meditating for several hours a day, or, you know how to practice self-care. Like, I feel like in season one of the Hustle Versus Flow podcast, I was very much like, hey, these are the principles. This is how to do it. This is how to apply it. And, you know, when I took a break, you know, between season one and season two, I remember just thinking, I want to show people how easy this is and the incredible transformations that people are able to make in their careers, not necessarily just focusing on manifestation, but focusing on their mindset and pushing through fears and pushing through uncomfortable thoughts and being able to identify them as like ego thoughts and being able to tag a name to those feelings. Because I think that once you're able to identify, ugh, I'm in a yucky mood, I want to get out of this, I want to get out of it quick, but first I got to realize what's going on, why I'm feeling this way. And one really huge misconception is that like, you can't just put a Band-Aid on things, right? You have to work through them to get to the next level. And I think if people realize that, they would be so much more willing to sit in their crud for a little while and feel the feelings. I know nobody wants to feel feelings like that, but it's so important. And I really just wanted to share stories like yours, because they are so, like, you went from being, you know, in a really dark, dark place, being not attacked, but really somebody saying, you're not good enough, like saying those words, we don't like you, and being able to turn that into something like, watch me.
Right.
Like,
that's what happened.
Watch me do it. Oh, Allison, this has been like such an amazing conversation. I knew it would be. Huh. please, please tell the listeners like how they can find out more about you, where they should go, how they're going to, you know, like just be involved in all of your spiritual goodness.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay. So, you can find me, I think, on Manifestation Society on Instagram would be the best way to connect with me, because on my bio on Instagram, I have the link to be able to watch my KP Media show. And you can watch it straight from your phone. Episodes get uploaded every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can watch those episodes where you can watch my episode with Rachel, which was our pilot episode, which was so incredible. And then she comes back later in the season, which is amazing. And then if you're on Clubhouse, you could follow me. My handle there is at Allison Carver. And you can listen to my show there. And that happens once a month, every Thursday. And that actually happens tomorrow, the last Thursday of every month at 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Perfect. So by the time this episode airs, we'll probably be gearing up for yet another episode on Clubhouse. Yes. What I'm going to do also, I'm going to link all of this in the show notes. So that way y'all can just click, click, click. Perfect. Right into all of the amazing Manifestation Society goodness. Allison, this has been so amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story, but more specifically, thank you for sharing the darkest parts of your story so that people can really identify with like those lows and the extreme, extreme highs that you have already experienced and I'm sure will continue to experience.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me come on and share my story and listening to me and just thank you very much. I'm so grateful to be here with you and having the opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you, Allison, again. Until next time, this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. Was that not the most amazing conversation? I am so glad that you tuned in today and cannot wait to hear what you thought. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Hustle VS Flow to share your biggest takeaways, get inspired, and even submit requests for new episodes. By now, you're probably super motivated to make your own dreams a reality. Check out my brand, The Mind Hustle. I'm so passionate about helping you achieve big results without that big time commitment that I wrote a book and created daily guidance cards to help you manifest your best in only 5 minutes a day. Click the link in the show notes below to shop the Mind Hustle Journal and Mind Hustle Card Deck today. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with the Hustle Versus Flow podcast.